House will come to order. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbuto, excused. Berger?
Here.
Blake?
Here.
Flickrey?
Here.
Bonner?
Here.
Botten?
Here.
Brechtel?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Burkhart?
Here.
Bird, excused. Campbell, excused. Kennedy?
Here.
Childers?
Here.
Connolly?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Davison, excused. Edmonds?
Here.
Eklund?
Here.
Esquivel?
Here.
Freeman?
Here.
Gay?
Gingery,
Goggles excused. Greer, Green excused. Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Illaway excused. Yagi excused. Kasparic, Croker excused. Crone, Lockhart, Laux, Lubno excused. Madden, McKim, McComey. Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Patton,
here.
Peasley,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Peterson excused, Petroff,
here.
Korberg,
here.
Roscoe,
here.
Simlek,
here.
Shepperson,
here.
Stewart,
here.
Stubson excused, Teeters,
here.
Throne, Bronish,
here.
Wallace,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Throne excused, 47 present, 13 excused.
And today we have with us, if you'd please stand, the prayer for the day, again, Reverend Kurt Borgard from First Christian Church here in Cheyenne.
Let's lift our hearts to God. Gracious, ever-living, and ever-loving God, you who created and continues to create, we come and ask your blessing upon this day and for all who are part of this legislative process. May your Spirit move as a mighty yet gentle wind in this place and among us. Throughout our discussions and deliberations, be with us. Where there is frustration, may your Spirit offer hope and mercy. Where there is division, may your Spirit offer understanding and peace. Allow us, Holy God, the vision of what is possible for all your children, those we have come to serve this day. And Lord, I pray that we may each find moments throughout the day to personally pause and reflect upon the divine opportunities you give us to advance the goodness of your Spirit. Dear God, may our hearts be moved to serve all the people of this state, even the least of these, those for whom you care so deeply, O God. And even as we pray for our state, we pray blessing upon all who serve their country and their state this day. And as you send your blessings into the world, eternal God, bless America. Bless Wyoming, and God, bless those we have come this day to serve. In the name of all that is good and holy and eternal, we pray these blessings. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
We are at that order of business, Journal Committee Report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 12, 2011 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Freeman, Representative Kesberik.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have as Doctor of the Day, Tamara Cottom, and the Nurse of the Day, or actually it looks like Nurses of the Day, Lynn LaRose and Karen Petrozella, all the way from St. John's Medical Center in Jackson. So welcome. Representative Pedersen.
Mr. Speaker, may I privilege the floor?
Proceed.
Mr. Speaker, and I share the story, same every time, so you probably know where this is going, but 36 years and 2 weeks ago was my first visit to the floor. I actually have not been duly elected. I just stuck around here long enough. They just assumed I had a chair and just gave me one on the floor. But I like to kick off every session by saying good morning to my mother, who's back here, and she's the one who brought me up here all the time. Morning, Mom.
Okay, this morning we have a special event, very special day, and I'd like to just take a moment before we get started to honor our military professionals here in the state of Wyoming. We have several members of the Readiness Support Team here with us today, as well as a number of veterans and service members in the gallery, if you look around. And today we're also honoring the countless numbers of Wyoming National Guard members that serve us both here at home and abroad to protect our freedoms. So please, if you would, stand and give a warm welcome to Adjutant General of the Wyoming Military Department, Major Ed Wright. Major General Wright.
Mr. Speaker, distinguished representatives, thank you for the support that you and your constituents give to more than 3,000 members of the National Guard on a daily basis. The support of our state for its military and its veterans is among the top in the nation, and we are thankful for it every day. Today, I want to visit with you for a moment about the Wyoming Military Department as an organization and what it is doing to assist you in supporting our troops. Please sit down. We do not believe that the health and well-being of our soldiers, airmen, families, employers, and communities falls on someone else's shoulders. We carry those burdens proudly, knowing that the more that we can do to support our people, the healthier and safer they will be as they prepare to defend this state and nation. Our readiness support team members, some of whom are here today, work diligently in a number of programs dedicated to one mission, the support of our soldiers and their families. We partner with the Wyoming Department of Health to ensure Wyoming veterans advocates like Rhonda Braubarger Lee assist veterans and their families to obtain needed mental health services and other benefits. Knowing the current conflict has more traumatic brain injuries than any other conflict in our nation's history, we have put a heavy emphasis on mental health, including spiritual health, within our organization. Our chaplainry has grown considerably over the last 10 years as we have recognized the absolute need for faith-based support of our soldiers, airmen, and families. Chaplain David Hall is our full-time headquarters chaplain. He returned from deployment in April, where he ministered to our brigade soldiers' faith-based needs. Our Director of Psychological Health, Tris Banyan, who is not able to be with us today, provides clinical assessments for a variety of behavioral health issues to our Wyoming Military Department personnel and families by promoting mental fitness and personal wellness in a confidential manner, ensuring they receive the best treatment available to them. We know our soldiers and airmen are not our sole responsibilities. Their families' needs weigh on us as well. Bill Breckenridge, our Director of Joint Family Programs, and program managers from the Army and Air ensure a trained volunteer network is in place to provide comprehensive support and benefits to our military families across the state and country. Among those benefits is the Wyoming Military Trust Fund. That fund, established by this body in 2004, has provided more than $2.5 million to 753 Wyoming military families in need. Supporting our military families and communities by ensuring they have the information, resources, and services available to be better equipped for deployments and reintegration is the mission of our Army and Air Yellow Ribbon programs. Captain Jeremy Sparks and Mrs. Roxy Arnold create events to ensure service and benefit providers, community members, our families, and military members work together for success. Retired Brigadier General Stephen Pappas and his statewide network of employer support of the Guard and Reserve volunteers work to ensure our civilian employers understand, support, and value our military missions, and that both the employers and employees understand the applicable laws and their rights under them. These programs, along with a variety of others, are in place to assist you all in supporting Wyoming military members, veterans, their families, and employers. Today, the gallery is filled with representatives from the National Guard personnel, support staff, and Wyoming veterans. We all thank you for your continued support. Thank you very much.
And if you want to be seated for just a second, then I'd like to ask, of course, all of the veterans in the gallery to stand, and then also anyone serving here in the 61st Wyoming Legislature, if you're a veteran, please to stand. And just wanted to take this opportunity also to thank all of you for your service to our country and to our state over the years. It's very much appreciated. Thank you, Major General Wright. We're going to help spread the word about the readiness support team to ensure our military members take full advantage of the services you provide. And again, thank you to the current former members of the military service in the gallery today and on the floor here today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your support. Chairman Lockhart.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
I think everybody, before they leave the gallery and leave the listening audience, ought to know that our speaker is also a veteran of 10 years in the military and served amiably, and he didn't stand when the rest of us did.
Thanks. We are at that order of business, reading and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 24.
House Bill 24, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to voting rights.
House Bill 24 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 43.
House Bill 43, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workers' compensation.
House Bill 43 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 51.
House Bill 51, introduced by Representative Wallace.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to industrial energy development.
House Bill 51 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 56.
House Bill 56, introduced by Representative Greer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to civil procedure, plaintiffs in wrongful death actions.
House Bill 56 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 80.
House Bill 80, introduced by Representative Davison.
First reading of the bill.
an act relating to the service process requiring in-state, out-of-state service in specified documents.
House Bill 80 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 105.
House Bill 105, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to child custody and visitation.
House Bill 105 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 107.
House Bill 107, introduced by Representative Botten.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to jury trials in municipal court.
House Bill 107 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 34.
House Bill 34, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, sales and use tax distributions.
House Bill 34 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 44.
House Bill 44, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to annuity premium taxes.
House Bill 44 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84.
House Bill 84, introduced by Representative Stewart.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to severance tax distributions.
House Bill 84 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117.
House Bill 117, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sales and use taxes data processing services.
House Bill 117 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 74.
House Bill 74, introduced by Representative Peterson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to marriage, validity of marriages.
House Bill 74 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 115.
House Bill 115, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to charter schools.
House Bill 115 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 116.
House Bill 116, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to educational programs regarding elementary foreign language instruction.
House Bill 116 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 101.
House Bill 101, introduced by Representative Moniz.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish, vicious animals, interference with game wardens.
House Bill 101 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 102.
House Bill 102, introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the State School Common Trust Land Management Account.
House Bill 102 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 98.
House Bill 98, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to bar and grill liquor licenses.
House Bill 98 will be referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 33.
House Bill 33, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles exceeding speed limit while passing.
House Bill 33 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 90.
House Bill 90, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle restoration.
House Bill 90 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 96.
House Bill 96, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles passing bicycles.
House Bill 96 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 91.
House Bill 91, introduced by Representative Byrd.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the use of wind-powered electricity at state facilities.
House Bill 91 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 94.
House Bill 94, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to illegal immigration.
House Bill 94 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 109.
House Bill 109, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority.
House Bill 109 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 110.
House Bill 110, introduced by the Mineral Corporation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to civil actions, successor, corporation, asbestos-related liability.
House Bill 110 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 111.
House Bill 111, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
first reading of the bill.
An act relating to public works and contracts.
House Bill 111 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 114.
House Bill 114, introduced by Representative Escobedo.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance premiums failure to pay.
And House Bill 114 will be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 35.
House Bill 35, introduced by Representative Brechtel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Health Care Choice and Protection Act.
House Bill 35 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to government reorganization, departments of employment and workforce services.
House Bill 106 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 118.
House Bill 118, introduced by Representative Brechtel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health and safety, abortion available information for decision.
House Bill 118 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. We are at that order of business. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 19, reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbuto, Brechtel, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Nicholas, Peasley, Throne, signed Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 40, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbuto, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Nicholas, Peasley, Throne, no, Brechtel, signed Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number four, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 13, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Connolly, Freeman, Croker, Crone, Laux, Madden, Teeters, no, Burkhart, signed Representative Teeters, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number five, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred House Bill 57, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Camel, Eklund, Hunt, Laux, Moniz, Semlich, Danzwanitzer, excused, Davison, signed Representative Semlich, Chairman.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are, what we're going to do is take a little break and the House will stand at ease in just a moment. I just want to explain to you what our schedule is. We're arranging for the oath of office so that Representative Miller can be sworn in. But that won't be until sometime around noon. And so in between now and when we can get somebody over to administer the oath, we're going to stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. So you've got probably a good hour, so you don't have to mill around here. Oh, wait, we might have some news. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an explanation, because I've had lots of people ask me, Wendy had surgery on Tuesday for her wrist. She fractured it, or broke it, actually, last September. Had a plate set in it then with four screws. It didn't hold, and so in December, the doctor decided to redo it. It was supposed to be on the 4th, but there was some insurance glitch about, the insurance adjusters were on holiday or something. I don't know. Go figure. But anyway, she did the surgery on Tuesday, and she's doing fine, and I left yesterday afternoon to come down here to start the business of the people of Wyoming. So I just wanted to explain it. So I've explained it to a number of people. Now everyone knows. So thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harvey.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
No. Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, over in our South Gallery, we have two guests with us. Martha King and Laura Tobler from the National Conference of State Legislature, the National Conference of State Legislators, and they are here to provide training. We had one training this morning. There will be another one upon adjournment about the federal health care bill, ACA. Would you please welcome my friends Martha and Laura.
House will stand at ease till this. Oh, wait, we got one more. The good Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Up in our South Gallery is the president of Western Wyoming Community College, Dr. Carla Leach. Thank you.
With that, the House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.